At 14 years old, Hamilton became a clerk at an import and export firm where he charted routes for ships and tracked goods, which included slaves. His abolitionist leanings later in life were influenced by what he experienced. What have you seen, and how do you plan on truncating bigotry, prejudice, and partisanship?
How does a bastard, orphan, son of a whore and a Scotsman, dropped in the middle of a forgotten spot in the Caribbean, Providence impoverished squalor, grow up to be a hero and a scholar, $10 founding father without a father, got a lot farther by working a lot harder, by being a lot smarter, by being self-starred. By 14, they placed him in charge of a trading charter.
And every day while slaves were being slaughtered and carted away across the waste, he struggled and kept his guard up. Inside he was longing for something to be a part of. The brother was ready to beg, steal, borrow, or barter.
Then a hurricane came. Devastation rained. A man saw his future dripping down the drain. Put a pencil to his temple, connected to his brain. And he wrote his first refrain, a testament to his pain.
Well, the word got around, they said this kid is insane, man. Took up a collection just to send him to the mainland.
Get your education, don't forget from whence you came.
And the world's gonna know your name. What's your name, man?
Alexander Hamilton. My name is Alexander Hamilton. There's a million things I haven't done. Just you wait, just you wait.
When he was 10, his father spent full of it, debt-ridden. 2 years later, see Alex and his mother bedridden, half dead, sitting in their own sick, the scent thick.
Alex got better, but his mother went quick.
Moved in with a cousin committed suicide. Left him with nothing but ruined pride. Something new inside, a voice saying, Alex, you gotta fend for yourself. He started retreating and reading every treatise on the shelf.
There would have been nothing left to do for someone less astute. He would have been dead and destitute without a sense of restitution. Started working for his late mother's landlord. Drinking sugar cane and rum and all the things he can't afford. Scared of all. Every book he can get his hands on. Planning for the future, see him there with his hands on the bow of a ship, headed for a new land. In New York, you can be a new man.
New York, you can be a new man. New York, you can be a new man.
Just you and
Alexander Hamilton.
Alexander Hamilton.
They are waiting in the wings for you.
Waiting in the wings.
You never back down. You never learn to take your time. Oh, Alexander Hamilton.
Alexander Hamilton.
In America speaks for you.
Do they know what you overcame? Do they know you've run the game?
The damn fool that shot him.
There's a million things I haven't done.
Just you wait.
What's your name, man?
Alexander Hamilton.